Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is highlighting the impact of federal budget cuts on Medicaid recipients. State Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says they could have to change who is eligible should cuts happen, and hospitals and other health care consumers will have to pick up the costs. Hanna says they could also have to get rid of certain services they provide. Estimates show if cuts went into effect, Wisconsin could lose up to $16.8 billion in federal funding over a 10-year period. Visa status is restored for UW-Madison students and alumni. A total of 27 international students and alumni with visas through the Federal Student Visitor and Exchange Program had their status terminated earlier this month. Campus officials report those individuals have been returned to active status as of Saturday, meaning they're able to continue their studies or post-graduation training. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says she's relieved and grateful by the reversal, adding that the situation was deeply troubling, upended lives, and created both fear and harm. The Trump administration did not provide a reason for the initial visa terminations, which impacted students on campuses around the nation. Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. Governor Tony Evers says the lawsuit is aimed at preventing Trump from cutting federal funding for Wisconsin's public schools. It looks to protect more than $500 million the state receives each year from the U.S. Department of Education. Evers says the funding cuts would make it harder to keep class sizes small, recruit and retain teachers, and ensure schools stay open. The Trump administration has threatened to cut funding over diversity, equity, and inclusion, and transgender athlete policies. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has launched a website tracking the impacts of federal cuts. During a budget hearing on Monday in Hayward, superintendents from small northern Wisconsin school districts asked the legislature's Joint Finance Committee to fix the state funding formula.
We're rich in lake property, but our children, our families are socially, economically disadvantaged. All right, the funding formula does not work for us.
If you could work on a school funding system that would fairly help all schools in all parts of the state, it would be greatly appreciated. I've lived in Door County, Grant County, Lafayette, Monroe, and I've seen the funding differences.
In districts like Birchwood, local families are being penalized for high property values that they themselves cannot afford.
Every time a district does not pass the referendum and the gaps get bigger and kids lose and communities lose, please do the moral thing and fund your public schools. Thank you.
They also asked to be reimbursed for 60% of the cost of teaching special education students. State Superintendent Jill Underley has called on the U.S. Department of Education to reinstate vital funding that supports Wisconsin students experiencing homelessness. Her message follows a new Wisconsin Policy Forum report showing student homelessness has reached an all-time high, with 20,195 students identified as homeless during the 2023-24 school year, a 9.1% increase from the previous year. The surge in student homelessness comes as Wisconsin faces a loss of approximately $500,000 in federal funding used to provide essential support services to students experiencing homelessness. In March, USDE Secretary Linda McMahon informed states that the USDE was revoking previously approved extensions for pandemic-era funding, including an extension that Wisconsin had to provide statewide support to students experiencing homelessness. Students experiencing homelessness are not recovering academically from the pandemic as fast as their peers, according to data, and this funding is an important part of Wisconsin's plan to address the issue. The DPI, in partnership with the Wisconsin Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board, had been leveraging American Rescue Plan homeless children and youth administrative funds to provide wraparound services to homeless students, including case management and family support. The DPI has formally requested another extension from the USDE, but has not yet received a response. With the conclusion of the 2024 deer hunting seasons, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources shares a summary of the year's chronic wasting disease sampling efforts. For the 2024 season, the DNR focuses its efforts on increasing sample collection in designated 2024 fall priority areas. As usual, testing was available statewide, but the additional samples tested from the priority areas helped the DNR better understand disease levels and distribution in areas with recent detections. In total, 17,399 deer were sampled throughout the state during the 2024 CWD year, with 1,786 samples testing positive. Most of these detections were in the southern farmland zone, which includes the WRCO listening area. Richland County had 20,939 samples, with 2,477 positive cases. Crawford County had 4,572 samples, with 181 positive cases. Grant County had 8,637 samples, with 538 positive cases. Iowa County had 53,926 samples, with 4,550 positive cases. And Sauk County had 22,915 samples, with 2,224 positive cases. Statewide, there were 334,431 samples obtained for a total of 14,360 total CWD positive results. A total of 242 sampling locations were available throughout the state, including 166 self-sampling kiosks and 76 staff sites. Disposal sites, including dumpsters, landfills, and transfer stations, were available for deer carcass waste. The average number of days statewide from when a sample was dropped off at a sampling location to when the CWD result was emailed to the hunter was 8.4 days. Prior to the hunting season, the 2024 priority areas were chosen by reviewing the CWD sampling data and determining areas where additional samples and information were most needed. These areas were primarily around recent CWD positive detections of wild and farm-raised deer in portions of central and northern Wisconsin. This year, two counties within the priority sampling areas, Pierce and Menominee, had their first wild CWD positive detection. In the northern part of the state, Polk and Vilas detected the second wild positive in the county. In Oneida County, three additional positives were detected in the eastern part of the county. Several areas in eastern Wisconsin saw additional positive detections in 2024. Washera and Fond du Lac had only detected one positive prior to the 2024 season, and each county detected several additional positives. Waupaca detected its third CWD positive, Shawnee detected three additional CWD positives, and two of them were in different areas of the county from past detections. CWD positives were also detected in several of the counties in the west central or central part of the state, including Adams, Buffalo, Dunn, Eau Claire, Jackson, Juneau, Marathon, Monroe, Portage, and Trumbull. The 2025 Richland Center Pumpkin Fest will be held October 22nd through 25th. While it is still several months off, the committee wants you to choose the theme for the Pumpkin Fest. All area grade school students, pre-K through 5th grade, are eligible to submit ideas. Richland County grade school students include students in area public school districts, private school students, as well as homeschooled students residing in the greater Richland area. Entry forms can be found online at rcchamber.org. Entries may be submitted online or printed and dropped off at WP Dental or the Greater Richland Area Chamber by May 1st. A parent or guardian information for contact purposes is to be included. All contact information will be kept confidential. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced that native plant sales are popping up around the state now through June. By planting native plants in your outdoor space, you can support the entire ecosystem by providing the most beneficial food for pollinators. Native plants come in a wide variety of colors, shapes, and sizes, giving you endless options to create beautiful landscaping that suits your style. Native plant sales are offered across Wisconsin this spring as local nonprofit organizations and governments host online pre-orders and in-person sales. You have a chance to buy plants in advance while benefiting local organizations. While most sales occur in May and June, some require orders in advance that are due in April. The DNR has compiled a list of this year's native plant sales on the Native Plants webpage so you can order your native plants in time for late spring and early summer planting. Check the webpage periodically for new listings. Producers and plant sale hosts can contact Amy Steffen to get their native plant sale listed on the webpage. More information on native plant sales, native plant nurseries, rain gardens, pollinator gardens, how to guidance documents, plant list, and more is available on the DNR's Native Plants webpage.